Uncommon Tourist. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Uncommon Tourist, the podcast. We are kicking things off for our August episode, almost right in the middle of August, because that is kind of how August goes in Barcelona. A lot of things shut down for the summer, surprisingly, and a lot of the locals clear out. Not us. We're still here. We're holding up the fort, and there's plenty of cool things still going on. We're just getting into that, like, siesta-based, mañana-mañana Spanish attitude of work approach this month.
I understand where it comes from. I mean, it is plainly too hot to be out in the middle of the day. And looking for us nowadays, it's like looking for one of these really fashionista stores. Whenever you go in, it's like a refrigerator in there just to look around. You're not going to buy anything, but at least you get the cool down. So that's August in Barcelona for sure.
Yeah, the city itself is a little bit more empty in terms of locals, and there is a still pretty decent buzz of tourism here. But yeah, I would actually say that if you can handle the heat, not a bad time to be in Barcelona. And there is a lot of cool things going on, so let's quickly run through some of that for you now. Couple things, actually, on that subject of going into the high quality stores with the exceptional quality air conditioning. We just want to give a quick shout out to the Olympic swimming pool on Montjuïc. That is actually open all month, and you can go swimming there. They have these beautiful outdoor pools. They have Olympic level diving boards if you've ever fancied your chances at a successful dive. I haven't ever personally seen a successful one, but you have a lot of time on the way down to contemplate all your life choices. And that costs you about €7 to swim. It's €5 if you are under 15. And quite frankly, you should not be listening to this podcast unsupervised. So how did you get on here?
Is that why you, because you say
Hey, buddy, that's my button. I'll do what I want with it.
The other cool thing about going to the swimming pool is that attached to it, there is a restaurant up on top. And it's a very cool place to hang out because from this view of this restaurant, you get a look at the pool that pretty much puts Barcelona on the map. This pool was created for the diving competition for the 92 Olympics. And from there, they have a restaurant called Salt. And it isn't the salt of the earth. The word salt, S-A-L-T, means jump in Catalan. So this is a super cool place to see Barcelona. It takes a little bit of effort to get there, but the payoff is there because you have a super interesting work of history and then a beautiful view of Barcelona.
And actually, while we're talking about that side of town over Montjuïc, near the base of Montjuïc, and actually a little bit closer to Plaza España, is the Miles van der Rohe Museum. And up until August 17th, they also have an exhibit that you can walk up and see what's happening. They have furniture that's hanging upside down in the middle of the museum, so it's really cool, sort of edgy setup. And if you get that on your radar, it is really close to the Museum of National Catalan Art as well. So it's some really beautiful buildings in that space to look at.
They have a National Museum of Catalonia?
Yes, we'll unpack that on we'll unpack the whole Catalan nationalism on another episode, I think. We're keeping it a little light and short for August, seeing as we're already well into the month here. What else do we have going on that's at that side of town?
We have the Knights at Poble Español. Now, Poble Español is an interesting place that it was created for the 1929 World Expo that we had here in Barcelona, but nowadays it has become a venue where you can go and see concerts. They have small stores with artisans that sell their wares, and then they also have festivals. Earlier this year, we went to the Croissant Festival. We went to the Pizza Festival. Yeah, what other festival did we go to?
There was the Bravas one as well, which is also coming back, I think, in November this year.
But we did find one good Bravas there.
No, we've had some edible food people, but it's just a little bit kitschy for my liking.
True.
It's a lot of organized fun. So
yes, but this place is pretty cool. So they're going to have salsa and bachata. On Thursday nights, they have rock and grill. I don't know what that means. I think it's a play on words. But either way, they have also on Friday nights, the hits of the 90s. And Saturday, they have rumba and tapeo, which will most definitely be filled with Spanish people. But there's also a special event going on there that Angie and I are going to be in attendance at Poble Español, because on August 24th, Manu Chao is going to have a concert there. And if you've never heard of this guy before, he is super famous in Latin America, although he is here from Spain. And we have had the honor of walking next to his house a couple of times here in Barcelona and seeing him. And we saw him just sitting on the on the steps, just hanging out. And I run into this guy in the Lidl, the local grocery store. So we're very excited about seeing Manu Chao.
Okay, on the subject of cool music and cool people, there is two Festas Mayores happening this month in Barcelona as well. And these are like the kind of local neighborhood or barrio festivals. We have two, and they're actually two of the biggest ones, one of which is currently internationally recognized. And I think the other one is fast on its way to being the same. So from the 15th to the 21st, you have the Gracia Festival. And every year they have different streets that are decorated. This is the area of the city where they really go to town. They have themes for each street, and the communities of people within that street spend months making the things, usually out of recycled material. So it becomes like a big community project. They get together in the evenings, they make it, they decorate it. And then there's kind of like a competition off to see who gets the best street. And in recent years, some of them have been exceptional, the quality of the things that they do. They kind of get to choose their own topic. And so you get sets designed for movies, you get themes from books, you get just concepts. I think last year in Gracia, there was one that was just a Dutch street. Super cool, like just like plates of cheese and a lot of cool windmill stuff. And so they really go to town with bringing some personality and some life into that area of the town. So that's really cool. One thing to note on that is that on the Monday night of that festival is also the quiet night. So it's really trying to bridge this gap between tourism in the city and extra people in your neighborhood kind of vibe with respect for the locals. So the Monday night is the quiet night where they just try to have no music events happening. You can kind of walk around quietly. So if you're not so big into big crowds and you don't want to be going to the night bars, the Monday is actually a really good time to do it. Just, we're having a quiet night.
And then the other night.
And then the other night, no one gives a crap about the neighbors. You can do what you want. That's probably where that disrespect thing comes into play.
Yeah, and they have concerts, and they have stuff for kids, and they have dances. It is actually the festival, and you're right, it is internationally recognized because of all of the input and all the fun that goes into this festival. It is quite amazing. And we go ourselves because there's other Festas Mayores that we put on the calendar. Sometimes we don't make it, but this one for sure we go and check out because it is so much fun.
Then, of course, you have the Sants Festival one. This is a little bit closer to my side of town, so I'm a big fan of it. And it's the more up-and-coming version of the Gracia Festival. So they also do a lot of street decorations. This year, that festival is going to run from the 24th to the 31st of August. And there again, you're going to have a similar concept of nighttime bars, communities of people that have got together to decorate the space, different themes, different motifs and stuff. There's usually, like finger painting or face painting or things, not just for children, I'd like to add, but you know, things like more interactive things that you can play with. Almost always there's music and a bar. And again, it's just trying to encourage that sense of, even though you live in a big city, can you kind of connect to your local community? Which I think is really nice. And yeah, like I said, internationally, people are curious about it and coming over to explore this one as well. So if you're in and around the area of Sants, then the 24th to the 31st is your festival.
And if you happen to be in the downtown area, on August the 30th, there's a real interesting Brazilian celebration going on.
Oh man, let's go. That's like, I'm sorry, Gracia Festival and Sants Festival, hold my beer.
Right.
The Brazilians are in town. I'm sorry, but the Catalans are not going to come across that culture and upstage them.
Yeah, it is. We're really looking forward to this. I think this is the first year they're having this because I'd never heard of it before, but I'm very excited about it. So they have announced it and it is on my calendar for sure because I don't live too far from the Arc de Triomphe. And when they have a party on Arc de Triomphe, they do not mess around. The last one that we went to on the Pride parade that they had here, I mean, it was over the top. It ended at like 3 a.m. So the Arc de Triomphe is known for having some parties on the Rambla. Mm-hmm. And on August the 30th, if you happen to be in town, you will not be disappointed by going to see the Brazilian festival there on Arc de Triomphe.
Cool. And that's it, guys. We're keeping it short and sweet this month because, quite frankly, it's just too damn hot to record any longer.
I do want to add this extra note. I did a recording with a couple of guests named Brandon and Justin, and I want to apologize to them because the recording quality that I got from the interview that we did on the street, it just did not turn out. It did not turn out well enough, and I wasn't able to edit it because of the extra noise that was in the street, so it just didn't happen. But do know, guys, that I had a great time on tour, and I just want to give a shout out to you guys because I know you're listening, and I look forward to you guys coming back to Barcelona.
Yeah, and actually to all of the people that have been on tour with us so far this season, it has been an absolute pleasure for the most part. No, we've had some real laughs. We've had some challenges with the heat, I won't lie, but We've all navigated it really well. Very hydration, fun, and shade are big features of our tours. But
can I talk about the umbrellas that I take on tour?
Sure, do whatever you like, buddy. All right. It's your podcast.
How about this? We take umbrellas on tour sometimes because the sun is just too much.
Parasols.
Paraguas.
No, it's parasols.
Paraguas.
Paraguas when we have rain. But parasol. Multitasking. Anyway, yeah, just a big thank you to everyone that has joined, supported, listened to our podcast, interacted with our very mediocre social media, or just generally given us some words of encouragement over the last part of this season. It's been an absolute pleasure and an absolute riot. And for those of you who are still planning your trip to Barcelona, we look forward to welcoming you when you get here. So reach out, say hi, you know all the usual contact spaces to do that. And of course, you can check out any booking things that you want on our website or just drop us a note direct.
All right, guys, we will talk to you soon.
Have a beautiful August.
Ciao.